Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second, the center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting third, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth, the first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Luis Alvarado. Batting eighth, the catcher, Tom Satriano. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sonny Siebert. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second, the first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third, the center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Steve Hobley. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting eighth, the second baseman, John Kennedy. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gene Brabander. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Gene Brabander. And now, play ball. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Satriano and he is safe. Harper steals second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert spins and fires to second, with Petrocelli covering, and Harper is picked off. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley strikes out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brabander fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Satriano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Satriano for the out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walton hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobley hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Satriano is 0 for 1 in the game. Satriano takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walton. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Satriano moves to third. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hovley. Smith reaches second base with a double. Satriano scores. Siebert scores. Andrews moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andrews scores. Smith moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Smith scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. Conigliaro moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper juggles the ball. That's an error on Harper. Yastrzemski scores. Conigliaro moves to third. Scott moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Satriano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Satriano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Brabander covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Gene Brabander. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli misplays the ball. That's an error on Petrocelli. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andrews moves to third. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Satriano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hovley. Scott reaches second base with a double. Petrocelli goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Scott moves to third. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvarado hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Satriano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Satriano hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Siebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hovley hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNurtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith is hit by the pitch. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Goosen pinch hits for Bob Locker. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Comer pinch runs for Greg Goosen. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Satriano and he is safe. Harper steals second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.